Welcome, this is Lon Woodbury. I'm an independent educational consultant residing in North Idaho, and this is the next in a series of interviews I'm doing with people that work in the private network of schools and programs and services, private parent choice for struggling teens. Now, I have on the line today, it's November 2nd, 2012, and I have on the line today Nancy Maslin. Nancy is an independent educational consultant residing in Arizona, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what she's up to. So, Nancy, well, good morning. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. I am very glad to be here, and we have had a thrilling year. And right now, we are working with a group called AFARY, A-F-A-R-Y, and that is Alliance to Help Funding for At-Risk Youth. And three of my youth have been fully funded by one of the foundations of our group, and I'm feeling very positive about that aspect of our practice.
Oh, that's great. Have you got me a press release so we can talk about that on the put something up on our newsletter, our online newsletter?
I will certainly prepare one.
Okay. That's good. Well, okay. You're, as an independent educational consultant, your primary job is to help parents that have a kid that's making bad decisions and need some sort of intervention. Could you tell a little bit about that in general?
Certainly. In fact, over the last 10 years, more and more parents have called with younger and younger students and their family member who needs help in this area. We work with, and I would like to mention the other person in the photo is Rebecca Rettelsheimer. And she has been with the firm for 5 years, extremely helpful in a couple of areas, primarily the technology and also with the GLBT population, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and questioning group of youngsters. And in fact, we get calls from all over the country for immediate help. Consultants call, schools call, programs call for assistance with these really struggling youth who, as you know, suicide is the highest percentage in this group of students. So we have focused on diversity, both racial, socioeconomic, and questioning gender and sexual orientation, and are doing a great deal of pro bono work in addition to our regular work.
Well, good for you. That sounds fantastic. Well, why don't you back up a little bit, and how did you get to this point to setting up your practice? What's some of your background, your education, and maybe some other work that you'd done before you put out your shingle as an independent educational consultant?
Well, 30 years ago, the shingle went out in 83, and this is our anniversary. Previous to that, I had been a head of an independent school and also head of in the West and head of a boarding school in the East. And what I found rampant was students who were turning to drugs and alcohol, and also students whose learning styles had not been diagnosed, as well as highly anxious and depressed students. So I went back to graduate school to get an educational specialist degree in gifted and talented learning disabilities and emotionally disturbed. I could wheel off all of the schools and so forth that I have taught, that I have learned from, but I have been at the University of London, University of Massachusetts, Arizona, and primarily University of Pennsylvania, getting continual learning in this field, as well as attending conferences and a number of opportunities for continuing education. I could also say that in our own family, I resigned as principal head of a school because of our second daughter, who seemed to be struggling both with substance abuse and mental illness. She was diagnosed at that time with schizophrenia and with manic depression and chronic substance abuse, so that today she is gratefully alive and 50 years old, also continually struggling with her schizoaffective disease and substance abuse. So I am right in the field.
Oh, yeah. Well, sounds like you're an educator through and through for your whole career. And I think this sometimes helps education consultants or people who work in the field with these kind of kids, is when they've had it in their family and have gone through it as a parent. So about 30 years ago, 1983, that was a year before I started as a missions director in a school up here. And so you predate me by a year as a consultant.
Right.
But it sounds fascinating. So let's bring it back to a little bit of what are you trying to do? You mentioned a little bit of that earlier. And what are your plans? Like, one thing might be, one way to ask the question might be, where do you hope to be or be doing 5 years from now?
Yes. Well, we are taking in a very well-known consultant into our practice, and it will be announced the 1st of January, so that we will be expanding to the Phoenix area and primarily focusing on struggling teens and young adults. I will be doing less on the college and traditional boarding school, and because the need is so great, we will be, as I say, having an arm of us working in a much larger field in Phoenix. We will continue our mission, which is to help students realize their potential, and that is, again, hoping that it will be a wide socioeconomic, racial, religious, and so forth group of families.
So it sounds like you do quite a bit of pro bono work, because you're working with people,
yes,
that are not only needing interventions, young people needing interventions, but with families that need some financial help or pro bono work like what you do.
Right. Yes. And that was part of my agreement with myself and my associates when we started, that we must include all who ask for help. And that goes way, way back in my background. So that I do mentor new consultants and stress the need of this diversity. And I've also trained, 10 people who went on into different fields, not necessarily consultants. But that's very important to me. We're also having on the side a House of Heart for women 40 to 60 with serious mental illness and drug abuse.
That's there in Tucson?
Yes, it's here in Tucson. And that is a wonderful challenge. And I also work with students of my students, so you can tell how long I've been in the field.
Well, and you sound pretty busy, too, constantly on the go. Yeah, I do see you oftentimes at the various conferences, but I want to thank you for your time for this short interview, Nancy. This is Lon Woodbury. I'm an independent educational consultant residing in North Idaho, and I've been talking to Nancy Maslund, a independent educational consultant with a wide variety of clients that she takes on, both paid, I presume, and pro bono, and residing in Tucson. And this is the latest edition of the In Their Own Words series of interviews. So I want to thank you very much, Nancy, and you have a really good day.
Thank you, Don. Thanks, Lon. Bye-bye.